talking about the wetlands in Minnesota and how there's a drive on to develop that area. Tell me a little bit about your opinion on that and what you're trying to do.
Well, yeah, wetlands are such a critical, important asset for us. And as a conservative organization, one thing we look at is from a budgetary standpoint, what's fiscally responsible. And what a lot of people don't realize is that wetlands, they perform these services. They filter water, they hold water, they release it slowly. And that's very important because when the water is absorbed and it doesn't run off as fast, so you have less flooding. When it's slowly released by wetlands, then at times of dry period, you get more in-stream flow for irrigation and things like that. So if you don't have those, if you let people develop them and pave over them, like you were talking about, what you end up having to do is you have to replace those free services with a lot of times with infrastructure, like stormwater improvement upgrades, dams, levees, sewage treatment plant upgrades, and so forth. And that's costly. Not only do you have to pay for it initially, but then it has to be maintained over time. And, American Society of Civil Engineers estimates that over the next 20 years, we'll spend $2 trillion just to maintain the infrastructure we already have.
And so the development, is there a lot of pressure being put on the government to develop these wetlands?
Well, the big flashpoint is EPA's new Clean Water Rule, where they're, because of a muddled Supreme Court decision, EPA's came out with a rule sort of clarifying the scope of the Clean Water Act, how much it includes in terms of wetlands and small streams and so forth. And there are some groups like American Farm Bureau and home builders and so forth that are trying to push back against the rule because they think it sort of restricts what they want to do. But, it's in all of our interest to protect these wetlands. And, it's also a property rights issue. Because if someone develops wetlands upstream and, as a result, your property downstream floods or you have, don't have enough water for irrigation, that impacts your property. It's what President Reagan called the destructive trespass of pollution. So, we believe the EPA rule reflects what the original framers of the Clean Water Act intended, including a lot of Republicans. And, so we think it's a good balanced rule, and even though it's from, not our side in terms of the administration. We think it's something we need, and we need to protect these wetlands. It helps with our budget. It helps with property rights. It's the right thing to do.
So, in other words, this is a bipartisan effort.
Yeah, it should be because the original Clean Water Act was bipartisan. One of the authors of the Clean Water Act, Howard Baker, who later became President Reagan's chief of staff, he clearly stated that the intent of the framers of the Clean Water Act, including himself, was that the Clean Water Act be as broad as possible to make sure it protects the integrity of our waters. So that means it has to protect the small streams, it has to protect the wetlands, the marshes, and all that stuff. Otherwise, you can't maintain the quality of the bigger rivers and the bigger streams.
So what is your organization and what can the average Joe do about this?
Yeah, we're Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship, and our website is conservativestewards.org. And what I would encourage everyone to do is to contact your member of Congress and tell them to not try to, roll back EPA's Clean Water Act rule. That, as a conservative, we need to protect our wetlands because they provide free services, and we don't want to replace that with infrastructure that our children and our grandchildren will be paying for down the road.
Is this an issue in bordering states as well?
Yeah, it's all over the country, and it's especially agricultural states where Farm Bureau is trying to stir up opposition to the rule, and they're making a lot of false claims, talking about ditches and mud puddles and everything like that. And if someone goes on the EPA site and you just read the rule, you'll find out that the things that are covered have to have a clear nexus to a waterway. They can't just be an isolated thing. It's just sort of sticking out there. That's as the people that wrote the Clean Water Act intended. And the Clean Water Act, if people don't remember, it passed overwhelmingly bipartisanly in the early 70s and had tons of support, and it stood the test of time. And, we don't have you know, we don't have sludge worms in Lake Erie and the Cuyahoga River on fire and things like that. It's done a lot of good things. And so that's what good bipartisan laws get you. They get you success. And that's why this needs to be bipartisan as well.
It's nice to see the both sides working together on issues.
Yes, that's the way it should be.
Absolutely, it should be. Hey, I appreciate your time today. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.